This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our listeners shoving in now. Boston at WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station. And our friends at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you today. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, the categories will be the most expensive cities to see a concert and Major League Baseball. Also, Men's Room rules coming up. And we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And since you're just joining us now, if you're ready to do the random question, 844-999-OLA. We just had all our callers dropped off, but we were talking about a story, so call now, by the way, call back. How does your family embarrass you? There is more to the story from the Wisconsin Walmart, and the story of the karate performing mom, her naked son, and the dog that was busted for shoplifting.
This is all one family at one time.
The entire family comes in. We have the mom who's 46 years old, which, honest to God, these are the hardest. I don't know what she did to herself to create this 46-year-old look. It's incredible. You couldn't have done it if someone said, hey, I'll pay you $1 million. Can you look this bad? I don't know how you would do it.
I don't know. I looked at it. Now, keep in mind, I'm reading the story, right? I'd already printed it all. I had seen the picture of this woman. So now I'm reading the story, and they gave her age. And I thought, I am 4 years older than her. Let me take a second look at this. There's no way this could possibly be correct. And I looked at this woman, and no matter what, you know, like when you cut open a tree and every line represents a year? I looked at her face, and every wrinkle, I believe, represents a bad decision.
She does not look
good. I mean, I don't know what she has done in her life, but she has not made a single life choice that is positive. Mm-hmm.
She comes into the store with her 26-year-old son. She names Benny Van. He's causing chaos in the store as well. So here's where we go. Police learned that Smith came into the shop with Bo unleashed, Bo being the dog, with the dog then immediately running off toward customers while the woman was pulling apart displays in the store, placing them in her cart. She was asked to leave, so she gets in the parking lot. Police officers show up. She decides to show off some of her karate moves in the parking lot to fend off police officers. The dog, by the way, Bo, tried to flee the crime scene, albeit unsuccessfully, with a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in his mouth. He was running out of the store trying to get out with that. After a brief fight with the officers in the parking lot, the mom, who was doing the karate, was arrested. As a last-ditch attempt, she did try to kick out the window out of a patrol car to escape.
Of course she did.
Now, her son, meanwhile, and this is what we need to get to, her son, 26-year-old Van. He was getting fully naked and then began exposing himself to other customers inside the store. He then tried to cover himself with new clothes from the store without intending to pay for them. After officers confronted Van, he threatened to run over them with his scooter.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Prompting the police to use physical force to stop the scooter and arrest him in the parking lot. The mom was charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Son is facing charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, retail theft. The only one to get off, that would be the dog. Bo. Bo was caught by officers in the store, and he was brought to the Humane Association. The dog was not charged. We issued him a warning for the theft, according to the police statement.
I mean, he's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did he go for the muffin mix? The cornbread muffin mix. Why was that? Because it was low on the shelf?
I'm guessing it's low on the shelf. They sound like the people that probably have some Jiffy cornbread mix, based on the picture I saw.
Yeah, that's a box, though. Jiffy's in that little blue box, right?
Yeah,
it's depends a blue on the flavor, edge, doesn't it?
Okay.
What's that?
Does it depend on the flavor?
No, I think...
Is the cornbread one orange?
You know what, man? I have not bought that. Yeah, I feel like I always had that when I was growing up as a child. And by the way, Miles, just some follow-up to some questions you asked earlier. Now, okay. One of them was, what does your family do to embarrass you? And the guy that called explained that his dad is one of those people that go to the restaurant, It could be the most benign restaurant ever, get drunk, and then just say horrible things the whole time.
Who's got jokes?
Someone else says, my family embarrassed me by inviting my boss over for game night. While we were playing, any guess what game? It's a board game.
Magic, or is it like Magic, or is it?
It's a board game. Yeah. I'm going to invite you over for game night. And
Monopoly. Trivial Pursuit.
You would think Cranium, Trivial Pursuit.
Monopoly?
Cards Against Humanity. No, they invited him over to play Risk. That should be the first embarrassment, but apparently that's not part of the story. They invited my boss over to play Risk. My brother brought down a 12-inch silicone dildo and slapped me in the face with it in front of my boss.
Jesus.
That's how his family embarrassed him.
Jesus.
And again, we go back to penis size.
All right.
This has been a thing the entire show. If you're just joining us, just know that we're talking about penis size and how people might determine if you have a big penis without actually seeing your penis, right?
I called the program, and he said he was called Roman because his nose was so big.
It was Roman all over his face.
Roman all over his face. And I asked him if he had a big penis, and he said, yeah.
Because you asked him if he has a big penis. What guy says I don't? If you ask a dude if he has a big penis, of course he's going to say yes.
I mean, okay.
You asked him if he has a big penis.
Well, because he said he had a big nose.
Yeah, I sure do.
My theory is, based on my buddy Dave and people that I know with big noses.
I'm Uber. Are you Jeff? Guess what? My name's Jeff. Hey, man, quick address change. I mean,
sure.
Come on. Anyway, so we're saying big nose might correlate to big penis, big feet, big hands, all this stuff. People ask, is there a correlation between your tongue length and your penis? Someone there says, no, the tongue has no. You got a small tongue, you got a small penis. Someone else says,
wait a minute, if it has nothing to do with it, then. Yeah.
Look, I'm just reading them as a comment. Right. I don't know what to tell you.
The Jiffy boxes are all blue.
Okay, they're all blue. Doesn't matter the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Crap. Someone else says, I have an average nose and a 10 inch member. And then someone.
Look, small nose, huge penis.
And then someone else says, I have wide. So again, whether your hands are long or wide, people are arguing this correlates to penis size. Someone says, no, I have wide hands, but my penis is the average U.S. size.
Oh, the old U.S. It's kind of like when you go to London, they have a different shoe size. You know what I mean? It's just like slightly.
Well, remember, we pulled up the chart, and to the shock of no one, like the smallest penises in the world wasn't, I don't know, it was like Thailand or Cambodia or something. The largest penises were like Somalia or Kenya. And everywhere else fell somewhere in between.
Yep, it was about right.
Random. But I think wide hands, from what I've heard, might mean you have a wide member.
Wide hands, wide penis.
You know, you got stubby fingers, like stubby hands, thick stubby hands, whatever.
Yeah, I would be terrified that if my penis mimicked my hands, right? Like we had the little knuckle hair there. Like if there's a patch of knuckle hair on your penis, like the hairier your hands, the hairier your penis. Oh. Hello, Mick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. What's happening there, Nick?
Oh, just getting off work on my way home. Listen to you guys every day.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate that. Nick, are you married?
I am married.
Okay. How long have you been married?
We've been married 2 years.
Okay. And does your wife listen to the show?
Yeah, usually.
She does. All right.
Should we ask him a different question?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to ask you.
She's probably not listening now.
All right. Cool. All right. Here you go. Probably. Is your wife attractive? In other words, I know that you find her attractive. But the litmus test on this is, how many other people also, I think, find this person attractive? You know what I mean? We could all say, like,
it's like eating Brussels sprouts, brother. You can say, I love Brussels sprouts. I think they're fantastic. But you'll notice no one else at the table ever asked you for one. Meanwhile,
exactly.
I'm eating nachos, and everybody wants to get their hands on my nachos. Right.
There's a difference between dating.
So you dating Brussels sprouts or nachos?
I'm going to go nachos, and that's not just because she's my wife. She's a solid 9. I don't know how I got her.
How did you get her?
I guess personality? I don't know. She's still not pretty good looking, too, but...
How big's your nose?
Yeah. Do you have a huge nose?
I don't know. Average-sized nose.
Okay. Now, honest to God, you really believe that your wife thinks you're handsome?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You sound
like
a
good looking guy.
Okay, you're good. So who do people say that you look like? If we were to compare you to someone that we all know.
I don't know who you know, but I've been told I look like the guy from Sons of Anarchy before.
The lead character, Jax?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn. He must be good looking.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you are a good looking guy. Well, no wonder that's how you pulled off your 9 wife, because you're a good-looking guy. Probably helped, didn't it?
Yeah,
okay. That helps.
That's a great comparison.
The show, but I've been told that a couple times, so I don't know.
Well, that's the test. I mean, you know, like, look, Rob Lowe knows he's good looking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? John Stamos knows he's good looking. Mm-hmm. If you're good looking, you know you're good looking. I mean, there's no doubt about that because
everyone keeps telling you.
Or you see, you know, people check you out. You know if you're Tom Brady, you're good looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no question about that. So the reason we asked, is your partner attractive?
But wait, I mean, I was going to say, you know, the only thing with Tom Brady, he's married to a supermodel. But I want you to remember, so was Seal.
Yeah,
I just, Seal obviously carries a lot of confidence because
mm-hmm.
I would be less confident than him.
He's also on stage as a singer.
But,
so like,
a lot of people. Boy, that's a good point.
You know,
well,
so
I think there's
Ed
also,
Sheeran, the White Seal.
There's also different levels, right?
What do you mean?
Well, like for me sometimes, like, you can be like, that girl's hot, sure. That girl's cute, that mm-hmm. girl, like, beautiful is like the ultimate one.
Yeah, that's a different
right.
thing.
And then some people are just sexy. I think a lot of rock stars get away with just having like a raw sex appeal to women. As
sure,
opposed,
okay,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to argue that the lead, what's his name, Keith Richards is the best looking man. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
I always say that.
They find him sexy.
If they weren't who we know them to be and they walked into a bar, would you be happy if this person started talking to you? And I got to think, if Seal taps some woman on the shoulder, she'd be like, good googa mugga, you need to get away from me, Mr. Krueger, right? Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, and his giant ass head. Like, you're right. That's it. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran. You'd be like, come on, man.
All right, so here's the... Okay, so if your significant other ever says, hey, do I look good today? Do I look good tonight? What are you going to say?
Of course you say yes.
You have to. Yes.
You don't always say it.
Okay, here's another one, all right?
Yeah, I'm speaking from bad experiences.
Well, no, it depends if you feel like going where they said you're going to go.
Have you said no
like,
before?
If you really don't want to go, then be honest.
What's that?
If you said no, you don't look that good tonight?
It was more like she set it up with, hey, I bought two dresses. I don't really like either of them. And she put them on. I said, I don't either. They're not good looking.
Well, you're honest, yeah.
But there's a difference.
So why was she upset? Because she said you didn't like them, too.
Oh, come on, Miles.
You think I didn't ask that?
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, because they don't like
it. And you were commenting on the dress. See, that's the problem. Like, no, I'm talking about the clothes. You didn't say, how do I look in them? Which is like, you already know what I'm going to say. Don't bother to ask, right? You know what I'm saying? You look great, fantastic, best thing I've ever seen. But if you're asking me about the clothes, I feel like you should be able to say that. Like, it's not that you look bad in the dress. It's just the dress is ugly. This is not you. You didn't design it.
A guy should get two alerts on his phone. One should be his anniversary a week out so he can get ready for that. Another one should be when his significant other goes and gets their hair done.
Oh, man. Just to let us know what happened.
You need to know that that hair got done, even if it doesn't look like it. You need to comment on it, and it's always positive.
Because they're not going to like
it. It's always positive.
Guaranteed.
There's a 20-year-old woman named Elizabeth Ramirez in Laredo, Texas, and on Tuesday night she was driving in the car with her husband, and she asked him, hey, do I look pretty tonight? Deathly silent there. He didn't say anything. He says it was because he didn't hear. Maybe that's true, but it wasn't enough to stop her from immediately going into rage mode. She started hitting him while they drove home and then kept going after him once they got there. And when a relative tried to separate them, she hit him too and lit into him. She was arrested for 2 counts of assault.
She had a great day.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still a couple drinking toast with the shot of the day. Men's Room rules coming up as well. Programming note tomorrow on the show from Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and other things. Duff McKagan joins us tomorrow here in the Men's Room. In the meantime, it is a random question, and we have more comments coming in.
We do. Look, man, the whole penis size thing is just, look, I have learned more about people's penis sizes today than I cared to know. I did not ask, but here it comes. So here's a few more. It says, my husband has a well above average member. His hands, nose, and feet are not significantly large, but he tells people his member is tiny. But seriously, 8+ inches. Someone else adds, I'm 6'7" tall. My nose is proportional to my face and my body. My member is 8 inches long and as thin as a number 2 pencil.
Jesus.
I will say, she does bring up one good point.
As thin as a number 2 pencil.
Like, just honest, like, I am dead average.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people always kind of hate, like, oh, I got a small one. It's like, no, you don't. Stop it.
Well, that's why you say it, because people are happy, right?
Right, because then they're like, oh, it's not so small.
But when people with normal ones, then ours looks even tinier. Just stop it.
Okay.
Nobody believe in that nonsense anyhow. People over 6 foot tall.
Someone else says, I have wide hands and a wide penis. My girlfriend calls it the soup can.
That's wrong. It's a tuna can because tuna cans are short and wide.
Right, but
a soup can would be a decent length.
But with the width.
Yeah. Maybe it's like one of those chunky soup cans. You know what I mean? Like they're a little bit bigger.
Progresso style?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Just a little bit bigger than your average soup can.
Not a regular old Campbell's can. We're talking a little bit bigger.
Good.
Random.
I mean,
random.
Weird.
Random.
To go to soup.
Random,
but yeah, you gotta be eating chunky.
Random.
How about Progresso?
You still out, well, Progresso, but I mean, you need the bigger can. You still out there rocking the condensed stuff?
Yeah, I think
I noodle
man.
Every once in a while. Yeah, vegetable. The basics.
Go for that hearty. That's chunky. Right.
Does Progresso make French onion soup?
Like,
I'm not a big soup guy, but Campbell's makes the French onion. So French onion. So for me, if you got that, I'm your customer. That is a soup I can't resist, man.
What do you mean, like the French onion I'm going to use for onion dip?
No, what the hell is it called?
What, like a Lipton soup?
No, man, it's just like that black ass soup made out of and onions boiled down it.
Oh, French onion.
That's what I said. French onion.
Yeah.
Right. But when I think about French onion, I only see it in restaurants. Does it come in a can?
It does. That's what I'm saying. Campbell's has it. I don't know if Progresso makes the French onion. If they did, I'd give it a try.
Are you ready to have your mind blown? That French onion packet that you make with your dips and all that stuff?
Well, it's still onion soup.
That's all it is French onion soup.
Then right. French onion soup or is it onion soup?
It's onion soup, and then you put the croutons in it, and you put the cheese on top, and you bake it. I mean, ideally,
does
you
it come
want to
out
use...
brown? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, the onion soup. I mean, the
French onion.
The French onion soup, like the Lipton.
The French onion just means
out French onion soup.
So confusing, but yeah, Campbell's makes it, so that's why I'm still on the Campbell's train because I don't really eat soup.
All right. Thurl is kind of right.
I just got to clear the soup.
Lipton, the dry onion soup is just onion soup.
That's onion.
Right. I feel like French onion just means it's covered in cheese.
It is.
With croutons
in it.
God damn it.
It's still a brown. It's the broth. It's the base. Yes, and then you add in the croutons, and you put the cheese on top.
Okay, you know why I'm having this confusion?
No,
I've never used the Lipton packet for anything other than dip. So yeah. I didn't know.
No, it's French onion soup mix.
Never knew that till right now.
Yes, exactly.
I just thought it was right. Okay.
No.
Random.
I'll give it a try.
Random.
Hello, Ken.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola.
All right, Ken. We're talking about penis size apparently a lot today. So let's go with this one. Looks-wise, what would you say, what have you been more self-conscious about as far as your body? What is the one thing about your looks that you kind of go, I don't know about that?
I guess the thing that bothers me most, and it's only because it bothers my wife, is I look remarkably like my mother at times. And that for some reason, freaks my wife out.
Okay, what aspect?
Yeah.
Your face, your eyes, do you have a smile that's recognizable or something?
The face, the eyes, and we both wear glasses. Maybe the mustache, I don't know. But
your mom's got a mustache.
Just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
Glad my mom doesn't listen.
What about you? When you look in the mirror, is there anything that you're conscious about?
Oh, man, I always have that nice Michelin tire right around the middle, never been able to get away from it.
Okay, all right. I think we all, a lot of
but
us have that problem.
But I feel like, when that's there, and I understand it can be challenging, but it's something that, in theory, you could do something about. I think it's different when you look in the mirror and it's just, my eyes are too far apart, my nose looks stupid, I got a hair lip. You're stuck with that ass, man.
Right. I look in the mirror, big nose, big ears, here we go.
Oh, my God, I look fat. It's like, I get it. Mm-hmm. But at least there's something. People look in the mirror and go, man, physically, something went wrong in the womb, and I am stuck with my big bubble forehead or whatever it is.
The reason we asked, looks-wise, what are you more self-conscious about? New survey found the top five things about our looks that make us self-conscious. And they are, at number five, our clothing. At 41%, people say that they're self-conscious about their clothing. Survey also found, by the way, that our teeth, that is the number one thing about our appearance that can embarrass us. Our weight is next. Hair, skin, and clothing. Those are the main things that people kind of worry about.
So teeth are number one.
Teeth are number one. Yeah, teeth. 67% of us regularly worry about how they look. So that probably includes having crooked teeth or teeth that aren't wide enough or whatever the deal is. Hair, 62%. Our weight, 57%. Skin, and our clothing.
Huh.
I never really worry too much about my skin. Do you worry, you ever think about your skin? I guess if you have bad skin, maybe worry about
it. Only if you got, like, something weird.
Yeah, I mean, if you have skin tags or, like, there's moments you worry about your skin, but it's because your skin's not being normal. But on a day-to-day basis, yeah, I don't think about it much.
Yeah. More comments?
You know there's more comments. Okay. You know there's more comments. And again, we go back to the penis. It says, I'm fat, my junk looks average, but when I was 125 pounds lighter, it looked huge because my bulge went down the line for more. Yeah, okay. The man that did my first tattoo had an 18-inch penis. I swear it looked like a double-end dildo superglued to it.
What?
Terrifying.
Good Lord.
You can't even, I mean, like, if it's that large, I would think you couldn't even get a full erection without having to lay down.
Isn't that a world record? I mean, honest to God, wouldn't that be a world record? 18
no.
inches?
Was it, there was
I'm
a guy.
Sure.
No, there was a guy in Mexico. Remember, there's a guy in Mexico.
Let's look up world's largest penis. I love my Google searches. World's largest penis. Okay.
I believe it's a guy in Mexico, and they the Guinness people physically went down and measured all of his junk, and it was
Jonah Adam Falcon, born July 29th, 1970. Is an American actor and television presenter. He came to national attention in 1999 over the size of his penis. Reported to be the largest on record at 13.5 inches.
Scroll down. It's,
well, see, it's always Jonah Falcon.
Wait, the world's largest penis is not what it seems. I'm telling you, there's something there.
All right. Roberto Cabrera.
Uh-oh. That's the dude we heard about.
Mexican man with world's biggest penis branded a cheat.
I thought they measured his penis. How do you cheat
penis? I think he had some work done to it.
Really?
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, I really think, I mean, when you hear something like that, it's ridiculous. So it's, I mean, 13 inches, that's a lot.
It is. But I mean, weird things happen to people, man.
Look at 18 inches.
What was the elephant man, right? Nothing about him looked right.
Yeah,
but it happened.
If the tattoo artist really has an 18-inch penis, tell him to retire, go to Guinness, whip that thing out, man, you'll be world famous.
Yeah,
the guy in Mexico was, they found out he was using weights.
Oh.
To stretch
random,
it out.
Okay. Random.
And we get mad when you want to be like an Instagram influencer.
Random. I can deal without this guy, though, just smiling in his, like, tight pants.
I'd be smiling, too.
Yeah, but you can just see his member. I'm just like, come on, dude.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, bitches.
Boo.
Okay. Mike, welcome to the program, the Random Question. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Okay, let's go this one. Mike, have you ever had or do you have a beard?
It's more of a goatee.
It's a goatee. Now, how long have you had your goatee?
I'd say a good 10 years.
Okay, well, that's a long time. And that technically is a beard to some degree, right?
Part of a beard, sure.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
21.
That's why. Once you hit your facial hair and head hair standard, typically you're like 35 or older, right?
Because mm-hmm.
you F around, you try to figure out how to present yourself, and finally you just settle on a certain look, and then off you go for the rest of your life.
What did you have before that, before the goat?
Nothing.
So you're clean shaven. You never had it. Have you ever rocked a solo stash?
It came with the growing of the goatee, and solo stash was something to not behold, so I had to get rid of it.
Okay. Now, let's just assume that you're going to get rid of your goatee at some point in time, right? Let's just decide you decided to do it. Are you willing to shave off the goat and leave the stash for a couple days just to mess with people you know?
Probably. I've actually considered getting rid of the goatee, I'd say, in the past couple of years, easy. Just never happened.
Is your head clean shaven?
No.
It is not. You have a full head of hair and a goat.
Full head of hair.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
Oh, you can't get out of you.
Hey, let me ask you this. When you shave, because I believe that all men do this. When you are shaving off your mustache, right, even if you have a goatee, get rid of the beard first because you want to see yourself with a solo stash, see what you would have looked like, say, in the 1970s. And then at the point that you're getting rid of your mustache, you shave it down to the Hitler size to give yourself that look and then finally get rid of it. Every guy I know mm-hmm. that if you're shaving
you're
your
bringing back memories, Thrill.
That's what I mean. It's just it's universal. Just understand that I don't care the guy you're with. If he shaved off his mustache, just know that before it entirely disappeared, he looked at himself in the mirror with the Hitler stash. Because the only other person other than Adolf Hitler willing to rock it right now is Michael Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Jordan walked out the door with it and said, you know, I'm going to keep it.
You know what? Because he can.
Right, he's Michael Jordan.
Well, he did that Hanes ad, and I'm like, I could not have seen that correctly.
Reason we ask, have you or do you have a beard? Couple of stories here in the beard world. Dogs lick garbage, they say, dirt, in each other's nether regions, and yet they're still more hygienic than hipsters. According to a new study out of Switzerland, believe it or not, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur. The researchers sampled men's beards and some dogs' fur, and they found that 100% of the men had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus about three-quarters of the dogs. And almost half the men had bacteria in their beards that could make someone else sick.
Yeah, ladies.
We move on. It says you think that growing a beard would cover your face enough that it'd be harder for people to read how you're feeling. You would be wrong. According to a new study out of Australia, having a beard actually amplifies your emotions. So when you're mad, you look furious. When you're happy, you look downright ecstatic. Researchers say it's because of how your beard emphasizes your jaw, which makes it easier for people to judge what you're feeling and also makes those feelings look a little bit more extreme one way or the other. So there you go. You look happier, Ted, when you're happy. You look sadder when you're sad. Or
yeah,
angrier
that
when
makes
you're angry,
sense.
I guess so.
But I mean, that's why I have a beard, so I have a chin.
Ah, right, about your chin. Like, what? Right, Ted's kinda, head is floating right over his neck.
It's all into each other. Not a good look.
Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay. Hunter, let's go with this question. Who spiked what, and what did they spike it with? Who spiked and what did they spike it with?
I don't know if I've ever been spiked, per se, but when I was in college, we were getting after it one evening. We had this bar that had 25-cent beers up until, like, 11 o'clock. And then after the 25-cent beers cut off, I had this one buddy visiting. I was in Missoula, Montana. And we started throttling quadruple touchdowns, which I guess is just a bunch of vodka and some energy drinks. And that didn't end up so well.
A quadruple touchdown. I've heard of a touchdown before, and that's a pretty strong drink all by itself, right?
Yeah, so it's basically just four of those stacked into one.
And how did that end?
Oh, not good.
With an empty stomach, I'm assuming?
Not good. Yeah, no, I was sick. Actually ended up getting assaulted by a football player somewhere down the line and ended up with stitches and just emptiness. I don't know what happened.
Emptiness.
Emptiness.
Do you think you maybe said something to this giant man?
You know, I don't think so. I was just walking home from what my buddy was saying and... But, you know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Did you ever see the guy again on campus? I mean, it's a small area, small school, you know.
You know, I just wasn't even sure who it was, just from what the third-party bystander told me, that it was one of the guys on the football team.
Okay, did anyone try to help you?
Yeah, I had a buddy, my roommate at the time, came to help me out. Ended up getting stopped out pretty good, and... got some stitches in my head, and my friend came from his house and brought me a towel, and they took me to the hospital.
Okay. All right.
Touchdown!
Good time.
Hey, at least it was a football player after quadruple touchdown.
Uh-huh. Quadruple touchdown.
Yeah, you know what? I guess so. The last time I've had any touchdowns.
Did you ever go to any football games while you were in college?
I did a lot of the tailgating. I didn't end up at too many of the games, but... every once in a while.
Yeah, you know, man, that's not a bad strategy. Get there early, see what the day is going to hold, and then figure out if you want to actually go or not.
We call that the TED.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or opening day for a lot of people.
Sure.
A lot of people just go down and hang out, you know what I mean, see what happens. If they can get a ticket and go, they'll go. But if not, they had a pretty good midday there. Reason we asked who spiked what and with what did they spike it. The workers at the Claymont School District in eastern Ohio have been on strike for the past few weeks, and many of them have been lining up outside of an elementary school in Irksville, Ohio.
Irksville.
And they're getting Irksville?
Irksville. I don't know, man. I'm from Baltimore. I hear Irk. I think someone tried to say Erich.
Irksville? Irksville? How the hell would you say that? Irksville?
Ew.
Irriches?
I don't know.
Well, they've been getting honks from drivers who support them. But that's been a real issue for a 29-year-old guy named Bo Cozens. and his 25-year-old girlfriend, Rachel Sherrick. They live across the street from the school, and all those noises really get into them. So last week, they baked a bunch of cookies to give to the workers, and they spiked the cookies with laxatives.
Uh-oh.
Fortunately, Bo had posted on Facebook about the plan, and someone who was on strike realized the cookies were laced, so none of the striking workers ate the cookies. They just turned them over to the cops, so Bo and Rachel were both arrested, and they're both facing felony contamination charges.
Why would you post it on Facebook?
Because it's too easy for the cops.
Random. Sorry, Miles, while you were talking, a few more comments came in. I'm 5'2", 170 pounds. My member is within the average range based on recent studies, and you're damn right I waxed it to make it look bigger. Okay, well, nobody asked you that. And then someone else did add, let's see, with all your pubes, it looks 1 to 2 inches longer if you do wax it. Just so you know.
Wax it.
You gotta trim up.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hola. How I'm doing?
Good. Let's see here. All right, Mike, you seem like a guy who would answer this question. What happened, Mike, at the fast food place? What happened at the fast food place?
Actually, I haven't been to a fast food place that had too much trouble.
What's your normal pick on fast food?
If I go, maybe stop by McDonald's, grab something from the dollar. I don't do too many fast food.
How about sit-down restaurants? You ever see anything crazy at a sit-down restaurant?
Hello.
No, not really.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy. Well, I'm an Army vet, so a lot of things that may seem crazy, like somebody screaming and yelling, ain't too crazy to me.
So that's normal for you.
All right. Okay.
Some people screaming and yelling, but, you know, I mean, it never got too bad or too
so
serious.
Crazy stuff's happened. You just don't care.
No, I can't say that. Stuff happens. I tend to maybe get crazy with it sometimes.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying there.
I had a very interesting discussion not too many days ago. I went to get some food, so I'm picking up my food, and there's this guy who keeps wandering back in, and the guy's clearly on meth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in there 2 or 3 times, and he just comes in and he screams at everybody, and then he walks out and he leaves. Well, they call the cops. Well, the cops can't really do anything.
Right.
So they just say, look, if you go back in there again, you're going to be in trouble. You can't do that. You know what I mean? So then they talk
to
the guy.
I'm on meth. I'm already in trouble.
And then he leaves. And then this has been going on for 3 or 4 hours. So he comes back in the place after the cops leave. Then they escort him back out. And the guy beside me goes like, man, crack is whack. And I'm like, dude, that's not crack. He's like, how do you know? I'm like, well, because crack lasts about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, you know what I mean? And then that person, although they're not all together, they are somewhat a little bit more rational than they were when they were on the crack.
But they'll offer you karaoke for a roll of quarters.
Sure, to get more crack.
Exactly.
But they're still going to be more rational, and you can speak to them. I'm like, this guy's been rolling for like 5 hours. Like, he is still losing his goddamn mind. I'm like, that is not crack. There's not enough crack on this planet to get that guy to where he is.
Unless he was going outside smoking and forgot he had to go in and yell.
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Reason we asked what happened at the fast food place, 29-year-old man was killed after a bizarre episode in Palmdale on Sunday afternoon. Around 4:30 in the afternoon, a man who has not been publicly identified crashed a car outside of Carl's Jr. He emerged from the car, stripped off all his clothes, then ran naked into the McDonald's across the street.
Excellent.
Inside that McDonald's, he stabbed an 88-year-old man who was eating with his wife and family. The suspect then exited the business and was confronted by an armed security guard, at which time he tried to assault the security guard. Witnesses said the attacker tried to stab the security guard multiple times, who then opened fire, killing the man. The aristocrats. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Kind of the categories will be the most expensive cities to see a concert in, and baseball, and the most valuable teams in Major League Baseball. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA, and we have a few more comments, believe it or not.
We do. I am very happy to report it's not about anyone's penis, but in this case, you were asked about, I know, like, hallelujah. You'd asked the question, had anything weird gone down at a fast food restaurant? And a couple of people checked in and says, I grabbed the trash can outside of a McDonald's and dumped it into the drive-thru while wigging out because they closed early. LOL. Also an Iraq vet with PTSD. That from Justin. Okay. And then this one's terrifying. Gary Ridgway. We have a story about Gary Ridgway. But Gary Ridgway got super pissed when Wendy's double stack went up from 99 cents. I was a high school kid working at the time. 4 years later, he got caught.
And I knew it then.
Now, think about that, man. You remember this dude who got pissed off because the price of the double stack went up. Sir, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. Nothing I can do about it. Sorry. 4 years later, you're like, oh, my God. That's the guy that was mad.
Unbelievable.
About the Wendy's.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it maybe was more of just an East Coast thing, but I mean, there's always something going on in a fast food restaurant.
You mean promotionally?
No, just, I mean, just absolute wackiness.
It's kind of like
absolute wackiness.
It's just like a different version of 7-Eleven. Like, look, it. There's a universal thing, man. If it's cheap, then everyone has access to it. Okay? There's a reason more people look crazy at Walmart than Nordstrom's. And the simple fact is more people can afford to go to Walmart, which means just statistically, McDonald's, any fast food place.
I was going to say
7-Eleven. Greyhound bus versus the plane, right? Because you'll read something about a plane and they say, man, there was this one passenger and everyone bitched about him. If you're on Greyhound, it's like there's 12 passengers exactly like that.
Sure. And you know, we have an area in town that's called Pill Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch Grey's Anatomy and all that, all this takes place, there's a bunch of hospitals up on one hill. And we used to live in that area. Now, this McDonald's wasn't there anymore. But definitely when you're around hospitals, you see a different kind of drug addict. Because keep in mind, this is a legal drug addict.
Right.
So where someone else is going to go someplace else in town and score meth or crack or coke or whatever they want. If you want any kind of prescription medication, there's no better place to be around than a hospital, right?
Sure.
So we had a McDonald's that was across the street that is unfortunately no longer there.
Man, oh man.
But you'd walk in there, man, and you just, I mean, you name it.
That's a great combination.
And it didn't have a drive-thru.
No, which was weird.
Yeah, but it's rare to see that.
So when you walked in, you know, everybody was eating there. So this is basically like a destination McDonald's where you would go in and eat, or unless you just ran back out with your food.
But. You're right. That was a different experience because everyone in there is tweaking or they make $250,000 a year, right?
And oh, yeah. It was always busy.
Of course it was always busy.
There was always a line. You always had to wait in. That's why you got the full experience because instead of, you know, going through the drive-thru, you walked in. So you got it all.
I think that's the thing that matters a ton. Are you going into the restaurant?
It's such a different experience when you walk into, right? Because you're right. You hit the drive-thru. It just is what it is. Maybe they forgot a sauce. But, like, that's going to be the worst of your problems, man.
Sure.
You walk inside, like, everything changed. You can smell other people. People are staring at you. Like, you see a grown man wipe a booger on the wall. You know, like, all of that stuff goes down.
I mean, the only time you even get a tray anymore is if you're on a road trip. So, like, all right, we'll go in. Let's just sit down, man, and get some food.
Just to
like,
get the hell out of the car.
That means you're going over, like, 4 hours. In a car, because anything under that, you can wait. You know what I'm saying? But if you're on a long, and that's when you do it. Like, you're in the Arby's, like, they have a lot of sauces here. You know what
man,
I mean?
Oh,
and
you
start dumping them into the little paper cups. You know what I mean? You get yourself all set up to go.
Like, actually, it was on a road trip the first time I saw, and it's ubiquitous now. We get off at, because it says there's an Arby's, there's Taco Bell, like KFC, whatever it was, there's four restaurants. And we pull off this exit, and I look, and I realize, oh my God. Like, dude, all four are part of the same place. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, so
like,
you can just get a bunch of different stuff?
Yeah,
because Taco Bell's and KFC's you see together.
And it was A&W. A&W and Pizza Hut. Yes! all forward. I'd never seen this in my life. So the whole thing was just this. It's like, look, this whole thing has changed. We were debating where to go. Now, there is no debate. Man, we got some chicken. We got some tacos. We got whatever the dessert is from A&W. Yeah, it was tremendous.
I think I would have to still get the big roast beef sandwich at Arby's. The cheddar, the big beef and cheddar.
It was in the pot.
And then I would get one of those Doritos Locos tacos.
We got a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell.
And yeah, maybe because
they're all Yum brands.
Yeah, Yum brands, man.
I think I would stick with the Arby's and with the Taco Bell.
There was a KFC. I've seen a few KFC Taco Bells. That was kind of good to get three tacos and three cheese.
You say this, and this is what happened. You will go in with the order you want. So you're going to get your big roast beef sandwich. There's no question about it. Right? You're going to get your other, but then inevitably you're going to say, you know what, man? I'm gonna get three thighs from
the potato wedges from KFC.
This is what I'm saying. It was the combination. Your potato product.
Or maybe I get mashed potatoes. Maybe I get a roast beef sandwich with mashed potatoes and a taco.
We'll kick you out of the car. That's not even disappoint everyone.
What did you get?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I still think it's just like a food court. Except if you order from one place, they can get you the food. Right? Because I go to the food court here in the building. Yeah, I want a euro. I also want a slice of pizza. The problem is, it's two different lines. I don't have that kind of time, and if I do, I'm too impatient to put it there. Right? But if they said, "All right, listen. We can get you some of that chicken tikka masala. We'll get you the gyro, and we'll get you a slice of pizza in one place."
Right.
I'm on it.
Yeah, that's why when you were a kid, the mall food court was awesome. You get boardwalk fries, a Taco Bell taco, and
Dustin tried to run over one of the employees. I went in there one night at about 2 o'clock in the morning just like, oh, my God, they have calamari. And I'm like, and they have biscuits and gravy. So I got calamari to start, and then biscuits and gravy is the dinner.
Sorry, no one likes eating with you. Yeah.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.